This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 16, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. If you thought last year's Oshkosh arrival of the Boeing 747 Dreamlifter was huge, just wait. The Experimental Aircraft Association announced on Wednesday the Airbus A380 Super Jumbo will arrive and perform a flight demonstration to kick off the Tuesday, July 28th air show at AirVenture 2009. After towering over Aero Shell Square the rest of the week, the enormous aircraft will open the air show again on Friday, July 31st, with a flight demo before its departure. This will be the first public exhibition of the massive plane at a North American aviation event. EAA President and AirVenture Chairman Tom Poberesny observes, quote, "The A380 represents an amazing feat of aircraft design, engineering, and construction, and it will hold the distinction of being the largest passenger aircraft ever to have filled our sky and rolled onto our ramp," unquote. Avadyne, which has lost considerable market share to Garmin of late, has fired a second salvo in its comeback battle. On the heels of its debut of the Integra Release 9 integrated flight deck, on Tuesday, Avadyne rolled out its new attitude-based DFC-100 digital flight control system, which is targeted specifically for installation in the Cirrus SR-20 and SR-22, equipped with Integra Release 9. The DFC-100 is an integrated flight computer and control panel designed as a plug-and-play replacement for existing rate-based S-Tech 55X flight computers. When added to the Integra Release 9-equipped Cirrus aircraft, there's no additional wiring, and therefore virtually no aircraft downtime for the upgrade. Of interest, the DFC-100 includes a dedicated straight and level button, similar to functionality introduced last year on the Garmin-based Cirrus perspective panel. The feature allows a disoriented pilot to override all autopilot modes, level the wings, and engage altitude hold, which could often be safer and less costly than firing the airframe parachute. Certification of Avadyne's DFC-100 for the Cirrus is expected next year. MSRP is about $15,000. Find more details on features in the corresponding text story at aero-news.net. New Hawker Beechcraft CEO William Boyster Jr. says more layoffs are coming at HBC. In a memo sent to workers on Tuesday and obtained by the Wichita Eagle, Boyster writes that further workforce reductions will be announced in coming weeks, affecting all pay grades. Before Boyster took over from Jim Schuster on March 23rd, Hawker Beach had gone through two previous rounds of layoffs since November, affecting nearly 2,800 of the company's 9,780 jobs in the U.S. So far, no hard numbers have been announced for the next round. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said on Tuesday he's been pleasantly surprised so far by the relatively muted response from lawmakers to his announcement of plans to cut the F-22 Raptor fighter and the VH-71 presidential helicopter. In comments to reporters noted in the Washington Post, Gates observed, quote, "It seems to me that a number of the responses have been thoughtful, and they've been willing to take this seriously and in the vein it was intended," unquote. Funding for programs being cut would be shifted to so-called non-conventional warfare programs, as seen in the current insurgent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Worth noting, however, Congress is still on spring break. Things could get less muted next week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. American Airlines does less badly than expected. Americans' pilots criticize executive bonuses. And Southwest announces details of its new service to Boston. Also, check out the ANN special feature. After months of bad economic news, in yesterday's U.S. federal income tax filing deadline, I thought you might appreciate hearing a little optimism. So today, we'll hear Air Taxi Association President Joe Leader look forward to the rest of 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.